The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. European Alliance calls for newborn screening. The European Alliance for Newborn Screening for Spinal Muscular Atrophy is calling on all European states to introduce routine screening for all newborns for spinal muscular atrophy by 2025. The recently formed alliance, which is composed of European patient organizations, academics, and the pharmaceutical industry, published its first white paper in support of this plan. The paper, Spinal Muscular Atrophy, Screen at Birth Saves Lives, is available online. In recent years, new therapies for SMA have gained widespread approval. Clinical trial data have demonstrated these treatments can prevent development of SMA symptoms. As is the case with many rare diseases, the timing of treatment is critical. The sooner treatment begins, the better the clinical outcome. However, promptly starting treatment requires a timely diagnosis. Newborn screening, sometimes abbreviated NBS, consists of genetic testing to look for mutations that cause SMA. As the name suggests, NBS is done shortly after a child is born. As such, it can identify children with the disease before any symptoms become apparent. Newborn screening for some rare health conditions is commonplace, and in the U.S., nearly 3 in 4 newborns are tested for SMA. However, although about 1,000 children are diagnosed with SMA each year in Europe, patients in the vast majority of European countries still lack access to timely diagnosis through newborn screening, according to the white paper. It outlines the medical rationale for conducting newborn screening to test for SMA. It emphasizes that early diagnosis can lead to early treatment, which ultimately leads to better health-related outcomes and quality of life for affected children as well as their families. NBS will allow for early pre-symptomatic diagnosis and treatment of SMA patients, the paper states. This, in combination with the most optimal treatment option, has enormous potential to improve a patient's prognosis to live a life comparable to other children of the same age. The paper outlines logistical and economic considerations associated with NBS. For example, it points out that screening for SMA can be incorporated into existing newborn screening methods with relative ease and little cost. NBS also may save money in the long term, since unnecessary costs linked to the SMA and its complications may be avoided by prompt diagnosis and treatment. Ethical considerations also are addressed in the white paper. For example, it is sometimes argued that people have a right to know about genetic conditions they or their children may have. The paper argues that this does not apply to SMA because of the disease's severity and the availability of effective treatments. While not knowing about the child's disease may give some time to the family, in apparent peace, it will inevitably lead to a waste of precious time needed to take urgent action to treat and halt irreversible damage when motor neurons can still be preserved or the deterioration can at least be slowed down significantly. The paper notes that the right not to know would apply only if parents would not seek treatment for their affected child, a decision that in itself may conflict with the child's right to receive the best possible medical treatment. Newborn screening also may make healthcare more equitably accessible and alleviate feelings of parental guilt, the paper asserts. Marie-Christine Aulade, the chair of the Alliance's steering committee, said in a press release, quote, "In addition to living a long life with a child affected by severe disabilities, parents blame themselves for not having identified the disease earlier in order to protect their child from developing severe symptoms of SMA. We will be pressing all national and European institutions to act on our call for SMA newborn screening, as preventing and treating SMA early on saves lives," said Aulade, whose daughter has SMA. "This can no longer be delayed. Let's all strive to screen at birth and save lives."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Spring is in the air. Well, at least it is somewhere. Where I'm at, a fresh layer of snow covered any signs of spring. Maybe the snowflakes take the pollen count down with them as they float to the ground. For others, though, with spring comes allergies. Over on the forums, my co-moderator Alyssa is struggling this allergy season and is wondering if anyone else is doing the same. She's curious to know how you combat allergy symptoms. Do you change up your routine during allergy season? Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to let us know. Sleep solutions is another topic we've been discussing. Melatonin came up as an option to get a restful night's sleep. Some have found it beneficial, while others are skeptical. Is it something you've tried? Although I haven't, I do share my magical combination of pads and pillows that help me get comfortable at night. I also shared a link to a product that virtually tosses you out of bed. Okay, I'm being a bit dramatic, but kind of like those lift recliners, it practically stands you up. It wouldn't be beneficial for me, but it did look interesting. Have you seen or used anything like it? As she starts her Everest D treatment, Brianna Elmers can't help but reflect on the generations that came before her, those who didn't have treatment options. For them, it was just a glimmer in their eye, yet they pushed on and persevered. What we have today is in large part because of them, and each day when Brianna takes her medication, she can be grateful for that. You can read her entire column at smanewstoday.com. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.